You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next stop, Synergy Station.
Next stop, Synergy Station.
Hey, my name's Damien. I guess write the beats and the, you know, the musical side of things for Greco-Romance. And a large part of what we do is this uncanny, like, three-way melting of minds where someone will come up with a lyrical line or we'll just have a flavor of music that we kind of want to explore, and then the stuff just all gets kind of tossed in the mix and it comes out super weird and super Greco.
Hi, my name's Mikey. I work with Greco-Romance, and we do have an interesting process, but we do have like a massive, Damien's quite prolific with his demos that he throws at us, and you know, we get a bit of time to work with, to feel those out, and then we meet up, throw things down and spit some lines and see what falls into place, and if there's anything that lights up, we jump on it and ride around on it.
I'm Billy from Greco-Romance, and I would say that when you're in a band, collaborating can be a challenge, but it's also a great gift and a great opportunity to think in ways that you individually wouldn't be able to. I think that one of the things that we've experienced, especially in this last album, Weed Exit, is that every single song came about in a really different way. Every little one of us contributed to in a different way, and it was just a wide range of experiences throughout each track. Sometimes a track would start lyrically, some person would have an idea, sometimes a track would start from a musical side, the melody or whatever. So I think it's just, we tend to take it as it comes.
Our second album, I guess you could say, Shred Tower, the remix album, sort of shows that just around Aotearoa there's like a buffet of really, you know, fascinating artists who work on the edge of kind of electronica that's done in you know, just in a fashion that's maybe a little bit more aggressive than some stuff that's out there, or it's just a little bit more underground. It's got that strange kind of Targo goth thing going on. And yeah, I mean, it's when we were doing the tour, it was tough to like single down specifically who we wanted to play with, because there are a lot of people around here that we draw inspiration from. But a band I personally keep coming back to that I think are amazing are The Skeptics.
I think we all have our roots. I mean, the others, Damien and Mikey, like, they were in bands, performing locally for many years and working with musicians. I was kind of more on the audience side, and I think that it's all around us and it influences us in ways that we probably aren't actively aware of, but there are also like a lot of people who are, we've sought out to collaborate with. On our last album, we had lots of our friends and whānau contributing in various ways to, I think every single number had another artist on it, because there's so much talent and there's people who are more talented than us who we want to collaborate with. Yeah, every song that we have created recently has come about in a really different way from each other. And Piss Baby was one of those ones where I had just written this line about needing to piss because I always need to piss and can never find a toilet. And then Mikey had all these other like really cerebral lyrics that he'd put together about religion and all this kind of esoteric stuff. And then it all just came together really, really quickly. I think it was one of the fastest songs I think we ever wrote.
Yeah.
We were kind of just mucking around, and I actually think we had a couple of beers and we thought, oh, we'll just have a go. We were looking at our lyric book and we just threw out the weirdest stuff we could, and then it all kind of seemed to work weirdly. And sometimes, like, you know, a song is belabored and it takes a while and there's lots of moving parts and lots of different ideas coming every which way. And then sometimes, like with Piss Baby, it all just kind of works in a strange perfect storm, and everyone contributes equally, and it just kind of happened really organically.
Yeah, it's got a poetic resonance that makes sense to us.
Sinister figures and fellow travelers, pilgrimage this. A missionary sent to propagate
you're an old wolf.